Now, you are having me on, aren't you? Because are you referencing World Cucumber? There's not a World Cucumber Day, is there? Surely.
There's a World Day for everything. There's a World Cider Day tomorrow. There's World Cucumber Day later in the week. I reckon we should come up with our own day. Like, what would we call it? What would we call our combined day, John? Well, and how would we celebrate it?
Let's leave that as homework for next week. So, Cucumber Day, and you've used that as a nice little intro to Hendrick's Gin. So, Hendrick's Gin have got a cucumber cocktail service. Is that right? So, they're delivering cocktails.
They certainly are. They're delivering cocktails. And, I mean, we talk about adaptation. This is just an excellent example of adaptation. Mikey Lowe, who is the brand ambassador for Hendrick's Gin, knows all about it, and I think Mikey's going to be joining
us
on the line.
He's here. Hello, Mikey. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. Very well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, and look, are you actually giving away seeds so people can grow their own cucumber? Is that right?
Correct. You were right. There is a lot going on that week. World Cucumber Day, June 14th. Hendrick's Gin is supplying over 3,000 packs of cucumber seeds to fans of the Green Garnish.
Why is it, Mikey, that cucumber is just such the perfect accompaniment or something to be served with a gin, whether it be a G&T or just a beautiful straight gin?
Oh, look, it's a great question. You know, you wouldn't normally envisage something like cucumber working with your sort of classic gin repertoires. Generally, it might be more something like citrus, lemon, lime. I guess that really comes down to the grand woman, the godmother of Hendrick's Gin, who came up with this idea. And her idea, this is Leslie Gracie I'm talking about, our head distiller. She was sitting in her rose garden eating cucumber sandwiches, trying to come up with what would be the most quintessentially British gin, and these two flavors just rolled around in her mind, and then she said, "Oh, I've got to try that." And she went about it, and that's how we've come up with Hendrick's Gin. But it's so much more than just the straight botanical. The garnish game, if you're ever drinking, it's multidimensional. It's visual. It's sensual on the nose, sensual on the palate. And cucumber does this really interesting bridging of flavor between the alcohol, the gin, and through the tonic. And it sort of binds it all, but also adds a cooling element. As you would ever think, if you ever put cucumbers on your eyes or in your salad, it's got this kind of interesting cooling effect that you can feel. And that actually happens when you drink it in a gin and tonic.
That sounds like a very civilized way to come up with a drink. I wanted to talk about Hendrick's for a minute, though, Mikey, because I think Hendrick's is one of those very rare and wonderful brands that has almost superseded the product that it represents. I say that, and I mean that when I hear people order a Hendrick's, they don't order a gin and tonic and say, "I would like a Hendrick's." They say, "I'll have a Hendrick's, please." Why do you think it takes hold and resonates so well with consumers?
Look, I think Hendrick's is an interesting brand. It really speaks to, you know, the curious people in life, those innovative souls, the people that are constantly seeking more. We love that people brand call Hendrick's in a bar. It does great service for us, and we really hope that we live up to these people's expectations with our great product, releasing new innovations along the way. We're hoping that drawing closer to World Cucumber Day, that through these partnerships with Sydney and Melbourne bars, that we can really enlighten people and bring them to, cucumbers excitement, to engage with the cucumber, something more than just a garnish, something that they just might have thrown aside for the day, but really get excited about even growing their own cucumbers.
Is there a right way to be serving a Hendrick's? I mean, gin and tonics are probably the most well-recognised way of serving them. Is there a right way to do it, or is it up to the individual consumer?
Look, I think my mum would love it if I said that a Hendrick's and tonic is definitely close to my heart. But look, I'm a big proponent of taste and pleasure, a real epicurean. And I find bartenders out there around the country are making some real incredible drinks. And with these restrictions now easing, it's a great time to get into your local, ask them for a favourite twist or a new invention using Hendrick's. But for me, it's all about an ice-cold Hendrick's martini, just a little on the wet side and garnished with a voluptuous cucumber sliver. It's classic and rightly so. Less paunch, more punch.
All right. Less paunch, more punch. There you go. All right. So You lose weight if you stick with the old Hendrick's gin. Is that what you're saying? Is this the latest thing that we can take to lose weight?
Look, I clearly can't claim medical evidence for that, gentlemen, but there is some importance to say that cucumber is a great aid in dietary regulation. So look, there might be something. I'm not saying that, but you guys
and I can't imagine that there's a lot of calories in gin either. So I think it's a perfect match made in heaven.
Hey, Mikey, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for that. And you've got these delivery services happening. So this is the way things are changing. So well done. Hendrick's Gin, good on you. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely welcome, gentlemen. All the best to you tonight.